A logjam over an anti-human trafficking bill has finally broken in the Senate. Senate negotiators resolved a controversy over language on abortion funding in the legislation, and the compromise clears the path to a confirmation vote for Attorney General nominee Loretta Lynch. Republicans had blocked that vote until the impasse was resolved. NPR's Elsa Chang reports.
It took about 6 weeks, but the Senate deal on human trafficking was the latest outbreak of bipartisanship in a month that's seen compromises on Iran, Medicare, and education. Republican John McCain of Arizona said sometimes even the Senate gets self-conscious about being unproductive.
I think that all people on both sides of the aisle got tired of going home to their constituents and telling them that we had accomplished nothing. I think there was a weariness for that.
That weariness drove senators into intense negotiations last week to figure out how to set up a fund for sex trafficking victims. Republicans didn't want any of the funds to be used for abortions. Democrats said restrictions on abortions should only apply to taxpayer money, not to this fund, since it's created from fines on criminals. In the end, they agreed to dump taxpayer money into the fund, too. But still, none of the fund can be used to pay for abortions. Democrat Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota insists the central purpose of the fund is still intact.
The fund really is supposed to be about shelters and housing and victim services and also, of course, law enforcement.
While the stalemate dragged on, Democrats kept pointing out that Loretta Lynch has waited more than 50 days since the Judiciary Committee approved her nomination. Here's Democrat Dick Durbin of Illinois.
This is a new record, sadly, in terms of delay in appointing an attorney general.
He says it's longer than the last 7 attorney general nominees had to wait combined. Elsa Chang, NPR News, the Capitol.